Welcome back to the Mole Hole on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We are back in the Mole Hole on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM. InsideSTL.com. My name's Randy Molman. Joining me now on the phone lines, staff writer for PowerMizzou.com, it's Alex Schiffer. Good morning, Alex.
What's going on, Randy? How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, is this a little early for you?
Yeah, I'm battling a little bit of a cold, but I'm ready to go.
Hey, let's start with the big news in Columbia. What is the buzz on campus with the hiring of Konzo Martin?
I definitely think there's some excitement. You know, I think people would be talking about it maybe a little more if it was a big name like a Greg Marshall or an Archie Miller or a Tom Crean like what was being discussed last week. But I definitely think some people are excited. I think him being a local guy, being just from, you know, across the river in East St. Louis helps. And I think people want to see what he's got.
That's Alex Schiffer, staff writer from PowerMizzou.com, joining me. What are your thoughts? I know we're talking about campus people and everything. What about you? What do you think of the hire?
I think it's a solid hire. I think Konzo makes the most sense in the sense of what they could have gone out and got. You know, I don't think Greg Marshall was realistic. Tom Crean, it seems like no one was ever really able to get a pulse on where he stood with Missouri. And also how interested Missouri was with him. But he's a local guy. He's done very well at Cal in terms of recruiting, and he got in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, he had a good run at Tennessee a few years ago, too. So he knows the conference. He knows the area, you know. I don't think they could have asked for much more in terms of credentials.
I saw you tweeted that Coach Martin spoke with Tiger signee from Texas, the four-star guard, C.J. Roberts, and plans to visit C.J. Roberts' family. On the surface, do you think that means that if he's making that kind of effort to go talk to the family, he wants to keep C.J. in the fold?
It's a little early to tell. You know, talking to C.J.'s dad, I definitely got the vibe that Konzo Martin didn't really know a lot about C.J. Roberts. His father said he was asking for a scouting report about himself as a player and as a person. And, you know, there's a million kids in grassroots hoops. It's tough to expect Konzo Martin to know something about every player you ask him about.
Right.
So I think both sides are still doing their homework on each other. I think the Roberts family's doing their homework on Konzo Martin. You know, his CJ's dad's an AAU coach. He's making calls to people. And Konzo's probably making some calls as well to some coaches that maybe would have scouted CJ. So I think that the Roberts family's definitely interested. Something that surprised me was that CJ's dad said a lot of the coaches he knows in college basketball from his AAU job called him when the hire was announced to vouch for Konzo Martin and say, you have to give the guy a chance.
Wow.
He's an A-plus kind of person. We got nothing bad to say about him. Hear what he has to say. So I think the Roberts family's definitely interested, but they definitely want to see what he has to say when he comes down and see how and if CJ would be a fit in Konzo Martin's system.
Wow. So you're saying some AAU coaches talked to CJ Roberts' dad and said, you got to give this guy a chance?
No, I'm saying college coaches who have dealt with C.J. Roberts'
father. I see. On the other side. I see. I got you.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. This is Alex Schiffer, staff writer for PowerMizzou.com, joining me in the Mole Hole this morning. Hey, I don't want to talk about any current players, speculate on any of our individual scholarships. That's not, that's in no way what I want to do here. But anytime there's a coaching change, there's going to be some attrition on your current roster. Do you expect that to happen here?
Well, I'm dating myself a little bit, but the last time Missouri basketball had a season where they didn't have any players depart the roster after the season was the year after they went to the Elite Eight. So that was the Damari Carroll
right
team. So based on that, because that was almost 10 years ago, I'm going to guess that there is. I don't think it's going to happen immediately. I think Konzo Martin hasn't been to Columbia yet at all. I don't think he's left California since accepting the job, from what I've been told. I think it's going to take a few weeks. You know, he'll come to town next week. He'll probably meet with the team. Spring break is the week after this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are going to go home. They're going to speak to their families. And then they'll probably take it from there. So I think you can expect some attrition, but I don't think you can expect any attrition for another few weeks because the kids got to see where they stand with Konzo. I don't know how well Konzo knows the current roster or how many kids he evaluated on it when he was at Cal or Tennessee. So I think it's kind of like the CJ situation where both sides have to do their homework on each other again.
That's right. Hey, Alex, I earlier was talking about, I sort of outlined about 11 to 13 players that are playing major Division I college basketball around the country that are from the St. Louis or state of Missouri area that did not go to Missouri. And as a lifelong St. Louis and Mizzou alum, my excitement, the people that I know, my friends, my connections, are really, really excited about this hire, not from just a standing on the court and coaching players during a game perspective, but the ability to seriously get back into the state of Missouri and specifically into St. Louis for recruiting. You're kind of plugged into the recruiting scene. Do you believe that there will be a positive impact back in the state of Missouri with Konzo Martin at the helm?
I think so, because he does seem to have a lot of connections in the area. You know, he has a great story about coming out of East St. Louis. He had a battle cancer early on as a young man, and how successful he's been as a player and a coach. I think he can relate to a lot of kids in the area. He has connections there naturally. You know, he's going to get his shot very early on to prove what he can do in St. Louis. You know, there's the loaded in-state class for 2018 with Cartier Gordon and all those kids. You know, Cartier's committed to SLU right now, but he hasn't signed. I'm interested to see if he listens to Konzo Martin, assuming Konzo tries to flip him from St. Louis. There's Mario McKinney in 2019, whose cousin Jimmy played point guard for Missouri about 10, 15 years ago. There's Torrance Watson, who's the four-star unsigned commit out of Whitfield in St. Louis for 2018. He's going to have his shot very early on to see what he can do in St. Louis. And some of those guys, obviously Cartier is currently verbally committed, but some of those guys aren't committed at all. So he's going to see, we're going to get to see what he can do pretty soon. So I think it's going to have an impact, but we're going to get a sample size within the next few months. So
yeah, I wonder also about the kid in Edwardsville who was committed to Mizzou to play baseball, Mark Smith, and has remained uncommitted in terms of basketball, and he lit it up his senior year at Edwardsville High School. I wonder if that's also a target, you know, right out of the gate that we could see him make some hay.
I think so. He's someone I've been trying to check in on the last few days. He has an interesting situation because a lot of the schools that I had heard him to be interested in all had coaching changes recently. I heard Illinois was in good shape with him. Well, John Gross just got fired. Indiana was looking good. Tom Crean got sacked yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So California with Konzo, but now Konzo just took the Mizzou job. So the board has been cleared away a lot on his end recently. And the other thing about Mark Smith that I don't think a lot of people realize is he took three official visits in the fall to low major schools before he had this breakout senior year and picked up all these offers. So if he uses those last two official visits, because you only get five, he's really got to be smart as to how he uses them. So he just had a lot of options go away, and the coaches that offered him are currently looking for work, most of them. And the programs are currently looking for a coach. So I think if Konzo targets him early, they might have a good shot just because a lot of his other major offers just got put in a flux right now.
That's Alex Schiffer joining me here this morning in the Mole Hole, staff writer for PowerMizzou.com. You know, everybody is, of course, frothing at the mouth with the idea that the Porters are now back in play at Missouri. My question to you is, I'm focused more on the higher long term, and I get it. If the Porters are in the fold, I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, absolutely fantastic. But my concern is getting up some stability in the program and a guy who's going to mine and recruit Missouri, which I think we found. I hope we found. My question to you is, are the Porters realistic? Is this something that Mizzou fans can pin their hopes on?
I think it's very realistic, but it's going to take time. Michael Porter Jr. has officially been let out of his letter of intent from Seattle. From Washington, I'm sorry. And I think that Michael Porter Sr., his phone is going to be ringing off the hook the next few days about interested programs that want him to come on staff in hopes of getting his son. And I think it's natural for them to look around a little bit. You know, I've heard a few programs have reached out. Oklahoma's been a school that has been talked a lot about because Michael Porter Jr. is very close with Trey Young. It was an Oklahoma commit. They talked about playing together a lot. And if anything, that's going to build Michael Porter Sr.'s case for Missouri because it's going to give him a lot more leverage and bargaining power. But I absolutely think it's realistic. I'm not going to put a percentage on it, but I think it's definitely above average. And it's just going to take time. I don't think it's definitely not going to be wrapped up this week. Maybe not even till the end of next week. But I definitely think it's in the fold. It's in the works of some sort.
Alex Schiffer joining me, staff writer for PowerMizzou.com, joining me here this morning. All right, I want to switch gears real quick to football. But sticking in St. Louis, Mizzou football several weeks ago now, hosted the St. Louis area top 10 recruits, which will be 2018 will be the biggest, best football recruiting class coming out of St. Louis ever. And Barry Odom and staff hosted all 10 of these guys in St. Louis a few weeks ago. Was there some good buzz on campus for that? I know. Looking at the Twitter feed of the players that went, man, they had a great weekend. They loved getting to know all the other guys. They really felt the love. Do you think that football has a shot at landing at least half of those guys? What are you hearing?
I think 5 out of 10 is the benchmark. I think 5 is the benchmark where if they get over 5, that's gravy. Less than 5 is a failure. 5 is about what they should land, but it also depends upon which 5 do you land. If you land the bottom 5 of those players and Trevor Trout, Michael Thompson, I'm not going to pronounce the name right, Adulie Adobai,
right.
If those guys go elsewhere, you know, do you feel like a success? If you get the top 5, Trout, Thompson, Ronnie Perkins from Lutheran North, etc., you know, you probably feel pretty good because you got the top 5. If it's a mix of that, that's probably not too bad either. So I think 5 is the number they should aim for, but how successfully they're judged is going to be on which 5 of those 5 should they land them.
And I know with you paying very close attention to on the recruiting front, do you think Konzo Martin's hire and his future foothold back in the state of Missouri and St. Louis, hopefully, does that bleed over into football recruiting? In other words, if the best basketball players in the state are getting courted and getting stronger looks from Mizzou, does that also bleed over into football recruiting?
I think if it's tough because the only instance I remember of football recruiting helping basketball is Missouri was recruiting a kid named Braxton Blackwell out of Nashville. And he went to high school with Paul Adams, the offensive tackle for Missouri football. And he had said he wanted to visit Missouri even if the basketball program wasn't recruiting him, because he lunch with Paul every day at school. They've been very good friends, and he would want to go cheer him on regardless of whether or not the program was recruiting him. That's the only instance I ever remember of a basketball player saying, I'm interested in Missouri because I know guys on their football team. If the kids are friends with each other, the football target's friends with basketball, I'm sure it might be able to help them out, or it would make a kid feel more comfortable about going to Missouri knowing even if they're not on the same sport, he has a buddy there. But I don't think necessarily one is going to affect the other. I think both sports having success is going to make a kid more interested, because it says a lot about the atmosphere on campus. And people have seen Missouri when they're winning. The arena's filled. People are lining up to go to the game. It's a good atmosphere, but I don't think per se it's going to really do a lot. One sport's going to help out the other, unless there's a mutual connection for the kids they're recruiting.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, and maybe I didn't ask the question correctly. What I think my thought was, if Konzo is visible and in St. Louis all the time, right, and he's pounding the pavement, he's showing up at schools, he's meeting with basketball players. Basketball players and football players are friends. They hang out. The football players see basketball coaches at their school all the time. Then the football coaches show up. All of a sudden, they're kind of working in tandem, not necessarily as a, well, I'm your friend and you and I are going to go together, more of a visibility thing, even as the football players see the basketball coaches at their school more. Because let's be honest, and I don't know about Kim Anderson. I know he tried to recruit the area really hard, but before that, the coaches before that were never visible in St. Louis. And so I just wonder if there's any perspective there on a bleed over between both sports when they see Mizzou coaches, even from other sports, always at their building. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there could be a case made for that if a recruit sees coaches from both schools at their school a lot, it really shows how bad the university wants them and how hard they're trying to win them over and show them that they're a priority. I could see that a bit. I don't know how it works when a coach visits a school. So if a basketball recruit, I don't know, if the coach is sitting in the main office waiting to talk to a recruit and a football player walks by and sees Konzo, I don't know if he'd see him. If not, if he didn't get out of class or if he was going that direction. But I definitely see that if a recruit sees coaches from the other program in the building, it's definitely going to give them a good impression of Missouri for sure. So I think it has some potential. But I need to be proven to see that. I need someone to tell me that it's working or that had an influence on them before I'm fully sold on it.
Yeah. I get it. I was just wondering if you had come across that. I just feel like anytime you create some buzz, you know, I mean, look, I was not good enough to play major Division I baseball. I played high school baseball, but whenever a major college coach showed up at our high school, there was buzz, you know, there was people buzzing about it, talking about it. I just wonder if Missouri starts to become more visible in basketball, not only in homes in the area or at schools. I just wonder if that helps impact football. That's probably a good sociological experiment, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Alex Schiffer, thank you for joining us this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Real quick, tell everybody where they can find your work. I know PowerMizzou.com and where they can find you social media-wise.
On Twitter, I'm at the Schiffman, T-H-E-S-C-H-I-F-F-M-A-N.
Sounds good, man. Alex Schiffer, we'll do this again. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Take care.
Yep. Alex Schiffer, staff writer for PowerMizzou.com. He's been getting a lot of love on Twitter recently. He does a lot of work, especially digging into the recruiting scene for PowerMizzou.com. And some of the people that I respect in journalism in Columbia have shouted Alex out on Twitter recently. So go check out Alex Schiffer on Twitter. That kid's going places, I'm telling you. He writes for PowerMizzou.com, and he's at The Schiffman on Twitter. Thanks, Alex. And when we come back, I am going to replay the interview we did with Frank Cusimano in the press box yesterday. He talked about Konzo Martin, and it was a glowing review. And for those of you that missed it, didn't get to hear it yesterday, I'm going to replay it next here in the Mole Hole.